Okay. All right. Tonight, we'll have our speaker, Cindy M., who will now share her experience for 15 minutes on God is everything or God is nothing. Thank you, Cindy. Go ahead and take it away. And do you want a warning from Sally?
Yeah, that'd be great. Like a two minute warning.
Okay.
Please. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for asking me to do this. I do enjoy doing this, except that right at this moment, I feel like I really need God's peace. I really need him to do this through me. We're having somebody's going to come and fix our furnace, and it could be anytime this afternoon. So I'm a little bit anxious about if they come in the middle of me talking, but I've told them to just come in and go to the basement if I don't answer the door. So I'm going to just put that aside, and I'm just going to ask God, Lord God, I just thank you that you are everything, that I can give everyone and everything to you every minute of the day. So I just pray that you would give me the words to speak, and thank you for this opportunity. Amen. All right. Well, I'll just start on page 53 in the middle when it says, we had to fearlessly face the proposition that either God is everything or else he is nothing. God either is or he isn't. And when I first heard that statement, I just thought, what? Everything or nothing? You mean he's bad? He's bad too? You know, the bad stuff that happens in life? And I'm very grateful that I don't have to figure that out. I just have to live in the moment and trust the God of my understanding to be what I need at any given moment. And so in the morning, I begin my practice by turning to page 83 in the big book. And at the end of that first paragraph, it says, asking each morning in meditation that our Creator show us the way of patience, tolerance, kindliness, and love. So when I first took the workshop for chaos creators, by the way, I'm a compulsive overeater recovered and a chaos creator Al-Anon person. Probably I'd belong in ACA too. And Gammonon, which is for families of gamblers. And so when they said, you know, what they wanted us to do was begin reading 84 to 88 every day. And I started doing that. I'm pretty compliant. But as I did it, I thought, well, I don't get it. I don't get what, how's this going to help me? And so what I started doing was I just started highlighting where I thought it was like a prayer. And I started noticing something about this, the 83 to 88, that the author really wanted to get across to me. And that was that in any moment, I can turn to my higher power. And as a matter of fact, that I need to, that he keeps going over that over and over again. And I'm just going to share that with you. So I thank God that he shows me the way of patience, tolerance, kindliness, and love. Sometimes I ask him to show me that because I know I'm not seeing it. And then at the end of two paragraphs down, it says we should be sensible, tactful, considerate, and humble without being servile or scraping. So I ask God, can you help me to be sensible, tactful, considerate, and humble? Because I'm not in general those things. I can be very insensitive, very not tactful. I've been told I have the gift of the gift of confrontation. And that isn't exactly a compliment, although the people who said it to me were saying it like that I have a way of being gentle with a confrontation. And that is that to me, that was just amazing. Like, really, I can be like that, because I've really had to learn tact, definitely learn tact, and still am. And then it says, if we are painstaking about this phase of our development, we will be amazed before we are halfway through. So I ask God to help me to be painstaking about this development, because I want to be amazed. And I am amazed. Then on the next page, 84, a little past the middle, it says our next function is to grow in understanding and effectiveness. So I ask God, can you help me, please, to grow in understanding and effectiveness? And then, you know, this is the beginning of the 10th step, the middle of it. And I ask God to continue to help me to watch for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. And that I will be reminded that I can ask him to remove those. I need so much help, that this is such a, these prayers are so important. I ask God to show me who I can help today. At the bottom paragraph, it says, we have ceased fighting anything or anyone, even alcohol. And I wrote, I have ceased fighting my ego, fighting with it, fighting with beating myself up. I don't need to beat myself up. I need to stop that fighting going on inside of me. I've always been an arguer, you know, just argue about anything. So silly, you know. On the next page, 85, in the middle, it says, I must carry the vision of God's will into all my activities. How can I best serve thee? Thy will, not mine, be done. And here's another opportunity. I have to bring God's will into all my activities. So I can't bring God's will into all my activities unless I bring God to me. I need to receive God so that I can do that. And then in the next paragraph, it says, much has already been said about receiving strength, inspiration, and direction. And so I ask, God, will you please give me strength, inspiration, and direction? Because you have all knowledge and power. Help me to follow your directions and to become more God conscious. And then at the end of the page, I ask God to help me to remember to pray and meditate throughout the day, and to give me on 86 a proper attitude. And then it comes down to on awakening. And so I ask God to, here's another thing, he's saying it again, to direct my thinking, especially that it be divorced from self-pity, dishonest, or self-seeking motives. And then further down the page, again, he says, I ask God for inspiration and intuitive thoughts or decisions. And then right under it, we don't struggle. And then on page 87, we come to rely on God's inspiration. And in the next paragraph, it says, we pray that we'll be shown all throughout the day what our next step is to be. And so I pray that, and I ask God, help me to remember to do that and ask you what my next step is to be. And then at the end of that, again, he says, pause when agitated or doubtful and ask for the right thought or action. And then I ask God to help me remember that I am no longer running the show, humbly saying to myself many times each day, again, thy will be done, thy will be done. And I find that that is just so powerful. It is, God is everything. I have to bring God into everything. And I don't, obviously, I'm just a human being, and I don't remember that constantly, even though in the morning I pray that. Big surprise, right? But you know, God is with me, and I can be more mindful. I can offer more. I can offer myself to Him more and more, and give people advice less and less, and even criticize myself less, and just be more accepting. It's huge. I got to trust God, clean house, and help others. And God's helping me do that one day at a time, one moment at a time. And so thank you for letting me share. And I will pass the meeting on to Brandy.
You were right at time. Thank you so much, Cindy. That was so clear and well spoken. No worries, Sally. All right, I'm going to close off the recording.